a bill that would expand the state's charitable prescription drug program passed out of the Utah Senate on Tuesday. During a committee hearing on Senate Bill 97, Republican Senator Evan Vickers from Cedar City said the state's five-year-old program to donate prescription drugs to low-income cancer patients had hit some roadblocks since it was originally launched.
We put it in place, and as all good ideas that sometimes go to the trash heap and didn't put it in place and nobody used it.
The current policy allows pharmacies or physicians to donate the prescription drugs, which would then be provided free of cost to eligible recipients through separate healthcare providers. Senator Vickers' Senate Bill 97 would modify the program to allow individuals to donate drugs to healthcare providers as well, as long as they meet certain standards like being unopened, unexpired, and still in the manufacturer's case. Senator Vickers says changes included in his bill, like making out-of-state visitors eligible for the program, came as a result of working with constituents who want to use the program but were blocked by gaps in policy.
You know, this is how sometimes a policy and a program works. You know, you work with the people that are in the middle of it on the ground level and out boots on the ground trying to figure out how to the best make it work. These are the suggestions we've had to improve the program this year.
The bill passed out of the Senate unanimously and is now heading to the House of Representatives. For KCPW in downtown Salt Lake City, I'm Tim Pierce.